Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent. It is that time of year, people heading off on holidays. And one thing they're conscious of is roaming costs. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. This is something that in recent years, it's definitely gotten better, but people still have the fear of going off for 2 weeks, coming back and being faced with a massive bill.
Yeah.
I think it's like I definitely have stories of that happening back in the day. It's very, very scary. But as I said, thanks to a lot of changes in the EU, it is now better. There's this thing called Roam Like at Home. So if you have a certain amount of data within your bill plan or within your pay-as-you-go plan, you are entitled to roam as if you're at home. So that means using all of your data, not necessarily worrying and, you know, freaking out and trying to get on Wi-Fi the entire time. There is a caveat here, though, and you do need to read the small print because very often a fair usage policy applies. So, for example, if you're paying, say, 20 quid a month for all you can eat data, unlimited data, it may actually in the small print say that that's capped at 60 gigabits or gigabytes. And that means that if you go over that, then you are charged. Now, 60 gigs is an awful lot of data. You'd want to be streaming 4K movies every single second of your 2 weeks away. But again, be eyes wide open, read the small print before you go. But it does get a little bit more complex when you go outside of the EU.
Well, I was just about to ask that because actually I had an experience with my young fellow who was flying to Basel.
Mm.
He was going to France, but Basel just on the other side of the French border. And literally for about 5 minutes, he was on the Swiss side.
Yeah.
And he got hammered. Now, in fairness, the phone company actually did give the money back.
Yeah.
Because you got charged something like 100 quid or something. Yeah. Ridiculous. So it's tricky when you're outside the EU, isn't it?
It is. And that exact scenario happened to me as well. When you're crossing over the border, even if it is for a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Say, for example, if someone sends you a WhatsApp video and it downloads, that can eat a huge amount of data. So you need to be so mindful of when you are moving around borders. If you are going to be outside of the EU, whether that is on the continent of Europe or whether it's Australia or America or wherever it is, what I'd recommend you do is get an eSIM. There's a company called Gomo World and you can buy data for as little as $3.99. I did this when I was in America with Kieran a few months ago and it is excellent service. You can do it all from your phone. You download the Gomo World app, you select where you're going, you select how much data you want, and that way then you're using that second eSIM for all of your data, but your WhatsApps with your current number will still work. It completely takes the pain. You don't have to faff around with second SIM cards or anything like that, and it's incredibly affordable.
Okay, brilliant advice. Okay, Jess Kelly, thank you indeed for that.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.